again, I agree with what she said. I mean, you asked specifically about cuts. Certainly there were some cuts. We feel in the Republican Party there weren't sufficient cuts, actually. And the problem was really started 3 or 4 years ago. And the government grew too fast, and too many programs were developed. The money was coming in, and it was spent. Our legislature, our state government spent, I don't know, increased by 33% or something like that over the last 4 years. So then all of a sudden, boom, we had this downturn, and we're left hanging with these programs out there that probably shouldn't have been funded to the extent they were before. So now we're all suffering, and everybody's going to cry out in pain. But if we'd have taken this a little slower and easier all along the way, it would be a whole lot easier now to deal with what we're faced. And so we still, at least from the Republican side, absolutely agree or think that we need to go back and reform the government, which basically means cutting away some of those programs, the huge expense of those. Because here's the real problem that really worries me is that we are headed for about a $5 billion deficit next year. That's the prediction. We thought our $2.8 billion deficit was bad this year. Just think what it's going to be next year. The budget that was passed this year is not sustainable, and that's a key word, because here we have a government that has been spending $30+ billion a year, and we got roughly $28 billion of income or revenue coming in. So we have a gap. And so what that causes is that we're going to increase that cost, and that it's called a bow wave, and it's going to get worse as we go out into the future. Otherwise we're not going to have more revenue to cover the more expense. Expense is going to be greater, and the revenue is not going to be any greater. And that's the great concern. That's why it's so important to get a handle on our budget now, and the sooner the better, because it's going to save us more money out in the long run.